So this is the second sleep story. And this one is called The Snow Train. And what I did was I sat down to think of lots of relaxing scenarios. I had some feedback from the first story, The House of Sleep, and it suggested that repeating the story three times wasn't necessary, because if people wanted to hear it three times, they could simply put it on repeat on whatever device they were listening to. So it's a bit less work for me as well. So I am just going to read this story once. The Snow Train. All aboard the snow train. You take the sleeper train, long and sleek, from the platform in the gleaming station in Zurich, and soon you'll be on your way overnight across the Alps. Getting ready for your journey, you make yourself cozy and settle in your seat. You sit in your compartment on plush satin, staring out as the train moves off. The train begins to roll, and before 5 minutes, before the city is gone, before you know you've started, the steward brings you a cup of steaming hot chocolate, the thick kind that's like melted chocolate. The cup is white and has a red band around the rim edged with gold. There's a little monogram, a swan, tiny and beautiful. Sweet steam rises from your hot chocolate as the smooth train rolls on. The rhythm of the rails rocks you and soothes you and makes you sigh. You leave the station, looking into back gardens and rear windows and behind yards and workshops, and the train rolls on. Soon, the city is left behind and the country begins, fields and forests, and in front, the high, sharp mountains painted in snow. The train's windowpane is cold on your cheek, and the train rolls on, the rhythm of the wheels on the track lulling you, soothing you, quieting you. Then the snow begins to fall, soft flakes, feathers of white that drift like goose down from a pale sky onto fields and forests and furrows. You look up. It's like somebody is opening a pillow up there. It comes quiet. It comes slow. But soon the fir trees wear a dusting of white, like icing that would melt on your tongue. The snow falls flake after flake after flake, filling the air in its slowly drifting descent. And soon the fields are covered. Soon the hedges and walls wear a cap of white. Cows and sheep with snowflakes on their lashes watch as you pass by, the snow gently falling, falling, falling down. Down it comes, down. And the train rolls on, and the rhythm of the train on the tracks lulls you, and you sip the sweet, thick chocolate, and the steam rises up, and you are warm and safe, and the train rolls on. Soon, the track climbs. Dark forests cluster on each side, and in the depths of the trees, and deep in the soft dark, are deer and bears and wolves watching the train. But you are safe and warm inside. It's wild outside, but warm within. You snuggle down and sip chocolate. Through the forests, through the trees, along the track that snakes up and round and up the mountainside. On each side rise the mighty peaks, white and sharp, and the snow falling, falling forever. The steward comes to ask if you're well and takes away the empty cup that held chocolate once before you drank it. The steward pushes the compartment door closed with a soft click, and you're once again alone in the warmth and gleaming wood and shining brass coat hooks and deep satin in reds and golds. The train rolls through the mountains, and on all sides the sharp peaks tower. An eagle floats on high through the snowfall, and the stag lifts its head from grazing among the falling, slowly gathering feathers of white, and gazes at you. The train rolls on, and the darkness slowly and softly gathers, and the lights in the compartment come on, yellow behind frosted glass shades, with a slight hiss as they glow. The gloom gathers outside and the snow falls and the forest hugs the track, and then you're over a viaduct and far below a river rushes over rocks, the rocks coated with snow, and the valley with its farmhouses here and there, lights lit, twinkling in the dusk. The steward comes in and gets your bunk ready. When it's done, with a smile he leaves you, and the sleeper train bunk is ready with its crisp white linen sheets and soft blankets. Still you stare out of the window until the night is come and snowflakes brush and fall and melt against the glass, and the glass is clouded with condensation. You lock the carriage door, hang the do not disturb notice on the outside, undress and pull on your pajamas. Time for bed. You climb up the wooden ladder to your bunk. You pull back the blanket and smooth crisp sheets and plump the pillow with its swan monogram of the railways company. Then you climb into bed, pull up the blanket and get snug and warm, your head on the soft pillow. You could close the curtains of the carriage window, but instead you sit and watch the dark outside, the soft, sweet, cold, dark, for you inside, as warm as toast. The snow falls as the train rushes past forests and villages where people drink brandy and smile and laugh. And then over you go through mountain passes and over high viaducts and through dark tunnels to come out again and pause at a station with its twinkling lights and snowdrifts and late passengers. This isn't your station. You have all night before you arrive. Then the train rolls on again, the rhythm of the rails, the rhythm of the wheels, the rhythm of the rushing train, on through the night, on through the forest, on through the mountains. The train rolls on, the snow falls, the train rolls on. And you are warm, and your chest rises, and your mind drifts, and your mind drifts, and your mind drifts, and you are warm, and your mind drifts. The snow falls. The train rolls on, and you are warm, and your chest rises, and your mind drifts. Sleep safe, sleep deep. Morning light will wake you in the high Alps at a pretty station. Morning will bring breakfast of white rolls and salted butter and coffee if you like it, or tea if you don't, and orange juice and a new day. But sleep now. sleep. Sleep.